The leader of the nation's largest Catholic archdiocese is defending the way he dealt with priests accused of child sexual abuse. Cardinal Roger Mahoney of Los Angeles, home to some 5 million Catholics, has offered an apology to the victims of such abuse, but he refused to name a small number of priests that he recently forced out of their ministries, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Cardinal Mahoney chose a solemn Easter week mass to make his views on the growing crisis clear to his flock. The annual event is called Chrism, a blessing of sacred oils for all of the LA area's nearly 300 parishes. Priests from those parishes also attend the Chrism, where they renew their priestly vows. But before he got to that last night, Cardinal Mahoney had a message he wanted them to hear.
In my 40 years as a priest and 27 years as a bishop, I have never felt so devastated, so sad, so besieged because of the horrific and sinful crimes of priests across the country.
The Cardinal offered what he called my sincere apologies to the victims of sexual abuse and spoke for nearly half an hour about his shame and revulsion. And he said he looks forward to the church moving beyond the scandal, but not before every sexual abuser is found and removed.
I do not fear the continuing media focus upon us at this time. Rather, I fear that we may have still missed someone in ministry who has abused a child or youth despite our proactive efforts.
As in other U.S. dioceses, those efforts involve a new zero-tolerance policy for current or past abuse. Mahoney confirmed media reports that in recent months he has forced a small number of priests out of their ministries for decades-old abuse charges. But at a news conference after Mass, he refused to give the names or even the number of those priests. He said release of the information would only hurt the victims.
In these cases, as opposed to current cases and recent cases, those victims are not interested in having this done.
The old cases are well known to law enforcement, he said. Some were even prosecuted, and church files have been scoured for any more revelations. That's unlikely to satisfy a small group of protesters who confronted Mahoney on Sunday, demanding release of all the priests' names. But the Cardinal did say if victims of past abuse want to go public, he'll support them, even if they sign confidentiality agreements with the church. Compared to Boston, where the most recent scandal started, Los Angeles has so far had relatively few cases of abuse surface. And as he led his priests in what he said were newly rewritten vows last night, Cardinal Mahoney made it clear he wants to keep it that way.
Are you resolved to continue to love God and his people in chaste celibacy?
I am.
Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.